Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. Happy Monday to you here on Sports Daily. Glad to be with you. I know it's a little unnerving for a lot of football fans right now. We're digging in on a reaction Monday. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you here. Max Power producing. If you need to blow off a little steam, you can do it a lot of different ways today. You can reach us on the KFH hotline at 869-1240. You can leave us video comments, Facebook, YouTube, X, all available for you here throughout the program today. You can also leave us voice messages through the Odyssey app. It's all there for you to get in touch with us today. Glad to be here with you. Glad to be with you on 12 News Connected as well. We have a ton to get to. We'll, of course, react to the Chiefs. Big losers yesterday, and it's probably about time to be in panic mode. We'll get into it. Joshua Briscoe joins us from the Chiefs Radio Network a little bit later. KU basketball fans in a little bit of panic mode with Darren Peterson not playing again. We'll get into that as well. K-State gets the job done. A little dicey this weekend. One win closer to a bowl game on the football side. We've got some big college basketball matchups coming up this week to get ready for. It is going to be a lot of fun. It's all What's on Tap brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups can gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC, the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. There's nothing to be stressed about. There's nothing to be worried about because it's Shocker basketball season. I'm happy. It's here.
Nothing at all to be stressed about.
Chiefs are the Chiefs the sacrificial lamb that that they have to go back to the olden days so that the Shockers can be good like it was in the olden days.
I don't know. Maybe so. It was certainly something yesterday for the Chiefs, and we'll get college basketball. As we make our way through the week, it is, boy, I'm telling you, it's wild. We also get the big news on Friday that we haven't talked about. Speaking of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, longtime voice that you've heard here forever on KFH, will retire at the end of the season. So congratulations to Mike Kennedy while we're mentioning the Shockers there. What a career it has been. And hopefully he gets some swan songs here, maybe with the return of the postseason for both baseball and basketball. It's Chiefs this morning, TJ. I had it wrong. Josh Simmons played pretty well, and the Chiefs couldn't get it done. It was an ugly game all around. The Chiefs didn't play well, and we'll go all the way into it here in just a few minutes, and then again in the next hour with Josh Briscoe. But They just didn't play very well. They didn't play very well on offense, and Denver beat them. And now they are, should be, will be, ought to be in panic mode. They are on way on the outside right now looking into the postseason.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, you know, I don't know what they, like Friday or something, I was like, where is the panic meter? And I was like, I think that, like, for me, it might be a six before the Broncos game just because of what looms on the other side of that. If they beat the Broncos, it could, you know, calm down a little bit. But I think that, you know, it's like we're talking about making the playoffs at this point.
We are, like, talking. Yep, that's exactly right.
That's insanity. Look,
It's not, sitting at 500 right now. Like for example, the difference between Baltimore and Kansas City, both at 5-5, with the Chiefs owning the tiebreaker. Like, it feels far more for the Chiefs simply because the Chiefs have this insane schedule that they still have to play. Oh, good. You want to cry about it? Because you get the Colts and then the Cowboys and then the Texans and then the Chargers and then the Broncos again, all down the stretch. You might be able to lose one game if you can count on it. Meanwhile, a team like Baltimore, Jets, Bengals twice, the Steelers, who have been more impressive, but we'll see about Aaron Rodgers now with an injury. So, like, it's time to, because the Chargers lost again yesterday. That's fine. Jacksonville is what they are. That tiebreaker feels like it's going to be a real pain in the rear for Kansas City. But Denver, New England, and Indianapolis now, these three upstart teams, and if you want to put Pittsburgh in there, but those top three teams, like, they're not going anywhere. You can beat Indianapolis. That's great next week. You're not really doing much to their playoff chances. Same with Denver now. If you beat them the next time you play them. Now it's just to the point for the Chiefs. You're just trying to win every game so that you can make the playoffs. And that, for a team that was the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl
24 hours ago,
yesterday at 11 a.m., that is craziness that it can fall that far with a win. But I was in the same trap. I was very confident in the Chiefs yesterday. If they were healthy on the offensive line, and they were, and they played like crap. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, Chiefs fans. I'm stunned by that outcome. They now dropped to 10-1 in those Super Bowl odds. They are now the fifth odds on favorite, which is surprising. Still the second in the AFC. But I ain't touching it. You got to tell me they can get to the postseason now.
I mean, like, yesterday, the thing that just is the, like, knife in my side right now whenever I think about the Kansas City Chiefs is the fact of, like, yesterday, everybody was out there. Like, there's no crutch of, well, Simmons will be back soon. Like, Rashee Rice will be, like, that was the team that was supposed to be playing in the Super
Bowl. They're all there.
And, like, Denver enforced some stuff. Like, their pass rush was awesome. They brought their secondary a lot and blitzed the Chiefs, and they didn't have an answer for it most of the time. But the Chiefs played bad. The Chiefs had 10 penalties. Like, they played terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. That was as bad a game for Patrick Mahomes as I can remember, as far as just missed throws. It was not the offensive line's
fault. Even drops, too. Like, you could pinpoint drops, 10 different things.
I mean, yes, drops were bad. Like, it was just a bad game. The penalties on both sides were disgusting. Like, it was just like, come on, like, with these penalties. We'll dig in just a minute, but yeah, it was as bad a performance, not energy, not any of that. It was just mistakes, like just not making plays right and left in that game. The defense gave them every opportunity. That loss is on the offense. There is no question, in my opinion, that is just I just cannot believe that they played that poorly in that game. They just typically don't do that in those really big spots where they have to have it, and they had to have it, and they failed miserably.
Everything comes full circle, because now, after we've had the conversation for all of the other local teams, Chiefs lose yesterday, and I get on Twitter and I see, yeah, it's time, we need to get Andy Reid out of Kansas City. Like, oh, you're insane. Lord. You are insane.
Good Lord. Somebody said that to you directly, or is trying to put that into the universe?
No, it's all over social media. People are saying, you know, Veach and Reed are done. This team's done. They won a Super Bowl.
I just don't believe that for a second that that's actually out there. You have to follow this idiocy. I'll start sending them to you.
Okay. Is this like Joe Dirt out there claiming this,
or is this, you know? Okay. Well,
I mean, they're fans.
Yeah. Opinions are like something. You know, we've all got them and they all stink, including ours, because I thought the Chiefs were going to just beat the Broncos bad. Sports Talk on KFH presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming The Return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, now streaming only on Paramount Plus. We're coming right back. We'll dig into it on the Chiefs. My goodness, you just ruined the week here for us, Chiefs. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Well, welcome back in, everybody. Chiefs fans, hang in there. We're trying to get you there. We're trying to get you there. Maybe this will help. The Odyssey Holiday Hookup, now through Friday, November 21st at 11:30. Odyssey taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. Win a full holiday feast and Thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked turkey, ham, all the sides from Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. More than $200 in value and 10 tickets to Wichita Thunder's Star Wars night on November 29th. All right, so we're back talking Chiefs. Lose yesterday to the Broncos, 22-19 was the weird final score. Tons of field goals. What was it? One touchdown apiece. I think we got Chiefs out of that
two.
Deal.
Chiefs scored two.
And then the miss. Yeah. And then we got butkered. That second miss. You're right. We thought the line and the spread and all that stuff were in danger there. Look. Mahomes threw it 45 times. The Chiefs had lots of plays, right? Hunt still was able to get 13 carries. You could say they should have run the ball more. Maybe they should have. But that wasn't – Mahomes just was missing throws to me. Like, when I think back to the game, early in the game, they missed at least two touchdowns, TJ, not three, on deep balls that were all there. Like, the game plan was correct. Commentary, I guess, of people saying it's time for Andy Reid and Brett Veach to go, or whatever dumb thing people are saying. The players didn't execute at all yesterday. Like, the game plan coming in was solid. They should have had, like, they had it set up. They should have had two touchdowns right out of the gate. And Mahomes missed the throw late in the game when they needed to run some clock after they took the lead and got the ball back. Mahomes misses an easy throw to, was it Breshard Smith coming around up the left side, just throws it behind him to pick up a first down and run clock. Like, it was an absolute lack of execution all across the board, all the penalties on the offensive line. I that didn't have anything to do with coaching or no. Brett Veach. The players flat did not execute yesterday, and they should have beat Denver and they didn't. And now it's panic time.
I mean, there is arguments to be made about, you know, play calling in certain situations of things of that nature. But, you know, I don't think we need to waste any more time with people's stupid opinions. I think that it's mainly the fact that the players didn't execute, because the game plan, you know, was nothing different than what the Chiefs do whenever they succeed. And so that's, you know, they didn't execute what they want to do. Is there comments to be made about maybe you can change it a little bit? I know that the Mitchell Schwartz, who's notorious for Chiefs commentary on Twitter, was going off about the fact that the Chiefs went under center, handed the ball off, and every time that they did that, they got 5+ yards out of it, and then never did it again. And so it's like late in the game. I mean, last night I, you know, was going through, and you know, you point at the series where you have the ball tied with 2 minutes left, and you go 3 and out immediately. You waste a minute of game time. And just 1, 2, 3.
That's punt. The one where Mahomes missed an easy throw. The throw was there.
It's right. Like, you could have just, like, with Harrison Butker, who makes 60+ yard field goals, which that's he's better at those than chip shots, apparently. Like, you don't have to do much to lead a game winning drive. And everything pointed towards, like, this is where it's going to happen. And just 1, 2, 3 punt, go ahead. And then, boom, there it is.
Harrison Butker also kicked one out of bounds again. And the extra point. I don't know, look, it's not a game plan thing. Could they have run it again? Like, they're down to just Kareem Hunt. Like, I'm not going to sit here this year with the offensive line healthy and the weapons they have in the pass game and complain that they're passing the ball. This is how they built their team. Kareem Hunt is like the lone guy back there. He did have 4.5 yards of carry yesterday. Probably you could have run it just a little bit more if you want to take that drive or a couple of key spots where they run it more on first down. Okay, but that's not the reason the Chiefs lost the game. The Chiefs never got it going like they should have because they continued to make mistakes. It was just mistakes all day long coming out of a bye week. It was as un-Chiefs-like a game as we've seen in this stretch of games. think about all the things going into that game. And this is, you know, this it's kind of like the Jacksonville game, where you except the Jacksonville game, I'll give Denver more credit than Jacksonville. But it feels like that, where it's like, how did they not win that game? Everything going into it, the Chiefs' dominance over the AFC, over the AFC West, right? The coming off of a bye week and the way that they've historically played, and Andy Reid teams play, being prepared, being sharp, coming out of a bye week, that's in there. The Chiefs with their back against the wall, because their back was close to, it's up against it now. It was real close to it going into the game. They got all their offensive linemen healthy. Josh Simmons played a pretty good game. It all lined up for what we would normally see the Chiefs be in a smash spot, if not at least a spot to go have a big time performance. And they fell flat in just about every way. The defense was fine. The defense didn't have a bad game. The defense played fine. The defense certainly played well enough to win. But the offense just did not give them a chance in this game.
Yeah. I think that you can just chalk it up to they played bad. And there was bad play, maybe bad play calling. Denver, you know, I don't know. Penalties, anything that you want to make of it. My point is I think that there's just much larger conversations that come out of it. And you know that as well. I think that one of the biggest ones that caught my attention was, you know, Tommy, our boss, tweeted out that the Chiefs last year, there was a lot of getting lucky, and that was something that
for sure,
a lot of people talked about. They won a lot of one-score games, and they didn't really look good during the regular season. You saw what happened in the Super Bowl, where it finally kind of came crashing down there, and they brought back the exact same team, and now you're not as lucky. You've lost 5 one-score games. You're 0-5 in those one-score games instead of 12-0 in them. So it's like, is that just a result of the pendulum swinging the other way and coming back down to earth, law of averages? Like, if you don't make much changes, that's kind of the result that you get. And that might be what we're seeing. And I think that there's, as we said, conversations about if this team can make the playoffs. If this team gets into the playoffs, can they win a game on the road? Like, they're going to have to go play. They might play the Broncos in the first round.
Yeah, and Tommy made that point all summer, and it was a good point. Like, and I didn't totally agree with
it. It looked like it didn't matter because Josh Simmons was so good that he looked like he was going to fix all the
Rice. Yeah, last year they did bring it back, but they essentially added a left tackle and Rashee Rice. So it was bringing it back, but adding some big pieces in there. And you're like, okay, well, that to me does feel like it's probably enough. And yes, there was the luck factor of last year. There's no question about that. And it still exists and it's still out there. I think the question now really is, I think we're all probably okay with the team if they can get to the playoffs, right? If the Chiefs get to the playoffs, it is still that old. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce was... he had to be there yesterday, and he showed up for him. He was one of the only guys that looked like a star player. They targeted him, what, like 13 times in that game? Just an absurd amount that he was asked to do. Yeah, 13 targets. Rice had as bad a game as he's had as a pro, I think, with the drops and the mistakes that he made. And again, like, I do like I like this team on paper this year more than I like the team last year that was finding ways to win games through a lot of it was luck. Yeah. This team's better on paper. They had a bad game. And now because of the injuries early in the season, they just don't have the wiggle room to have bad games once they're healthy. They don't. In the AFC.
Well, let's take that a step farther. So we'll say that this team season started against the Raiders when Rashid came back. So it started in week 6. Since then, they've gone 2-2.
That was a whole thing.
And I remember, you know, Chiefs reporters were doing stories after, I believe it was the Commanders game, about like, this Chiefs team has 3 losses, but they're more fun to watch than a team last year that had less than 3 the entire season. And it's like,
Not yesterday.
It was true. It was 100%
true. It was true. Now, not yesterday it wasn't true, but it was true.
That's the thing, though, is that, like, on paper, the team is better, but, like, when you look at the losses that they've had this year, like, it's night and day from, like, the Chiefs were good at – this was the argument as well. I'm talking in circles here. The argument that the Broncos, you know, were lucky and could pull out games, and are they this year's Chiefs team? Last year, the Chiefs were really good at winning games late after struggling for, whatever, 40 minutes. The Broncos have fallen into – whatever you want to say, 7 of their wins, like, yep, by the other team, just absolutely giving it away.
Bo Nix deserves a lot of credit for that. And he has done a nice job. He did a nice job yesterday, and he deserves credit for that part of things. I think he shows up at the end of games and he makes all the big plays when they have to be made. If that is his legacy, if he is maybe not as physically gifted a thrower as the other quarterbacks in this class, which look really good, but he's the scrappy one that finds ways to go get wins late, that's a pretty good legacy to have, because that's what he's doing right now. That's what he's doing this year. He's just, like, he's been that for them. And so, okay, fine. Like, they're finding ways to win games. They're like, that is such a big win for them to go to 9-2. Like, they're fine now, right? And the Chiefs and the Ravens and now the Texans, who might have the league's best defense, all sit down there at 5-5. Who is coming out of the AFC standings? Like, if you're the Chiefs and you know now Baltimore is going to make a fever pitch, and Houston is pesky, who you play, by the way, when they get their quarterback back, who's falling out right now?
That's my biggest thing as well. That's another thing to think about of why it's no longer the Chiefs are chasing the Broncos to get the one seed. Like, the Chiefs are chasing nobody. The Chiefs are just hoping that somebody else messes up.
The Chiefs better go 6-1 down the stretch. I'm not sure 7 losses is getting you in this year.
Uh-huh. I agree.
So that's your wiggle room. You got to go 6-1. Now, can they do that? Every fiber of our being says, well, of course they can, but you have to put it in the context of, like, can this team do that?
I've said it, you know, and I was wrong a couple of years ago whenever the Chiefs lost all these games during the regular season, but, like, I'll tie it back to KU basketball the past 2 years, where it's like, yeah, like, once you get them in, it's KU. Like, they'll be fine. Like, they're going to be okay. And it's like, we just watched a season of struggle. Like, it's the argument that I always make, that if it flies like a duck and swims like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. The Chiefs make penalties, drop easy passes, the quarterback doesn't make the plays he needs to, and they lose stupid games. That's what bad teams do. That's what non-playoff teams do. Right. Like, if that happens, like, they aren't going to prove to us that they should win. And I can't believe that Vegas hasn't adjusted more than they have. And the Chiefs have earned the benefit of the doubt.
Because Vegas doesn't think about things emotionally. They don't usually factor that stuff in. They're just, I believe, they're just looking at the roster, right? And the likelihood that roster wins games. The crazy part of it is the Chiefs are going to be, what's the look ahead line on the Colts? Chiefs are going to be favored in that game. They're going to be favored at Dallas. They're going to be favored at home against Houston. They're going to be favored at home against the Chargers. They're going to be favored on the road against Tennessee. They'll be favored in every game they play the rest of the way. And so Vegas looks at it that way. If they're the favorite, Vegas will say, well, they're going to win those games, right? And if they're the favorite when they're looking at Super Bowl odds, because that's how they, you know, they're taking what they think of a team. And so that they're the favorite in every game the rest of the way, they're not that worried about them getting in. That's just like math stuff for a bookmaker, right? They're just looking at, like, the likelihood of them winning each individual game they play the rest of the way. Yeah. And they're calling them the favorite in all of those games. I will be stunned if they're an underdog unless there's some sort of injury in any game the rest of the way that the Chiefs play. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they'll be favored in all of them.
They are. They're favored by 4 on the posthumous ESPN bet here for the Colts game. So
there you go.
That's kind of insane to me. I'm taking the Colts on that all day. I think the other part of it as well, to play more devil's advocate, is the fact that the Chiefs are the most bet on team in the entire NFL. Like, they're not going to run a flash sale on the Chiefs and have to pay that out if something happens.
Yeah, that's true too. But the reality is when you're as close to it as this part of the world is, you can just see it. Like, they're just not executing at that level. They had a stretch where they did, and that's what makes the Jags game so frustrating, right? Because it started with the Baltimore game, and then you had whatever that was at Jacksonville. But the other thing is too, this team's been terrible on the road. And there is that part of it. Like, they've been recently, they've been great at home. They've been really bad on the road. So maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe that's the simple way to look at this. But we'll see what Dallas does tonight. Dallas, look, I don't believe in Dallas big picture, but Dallas just got a whole lot better defensively on their defensive roster, and they already had a world-class offense. So that all of a sudden down there at their place where they play much better and you haven't played on the road very well, like, that becomes a trouble spot on the schedule. So you're really looking at Tennessee and Vegas as the games you feel good about. Those are both road games. So I don't know how good you feel about anything based on the way the Chiefs have played on the road this year. It is going to be butt puckering time all the rest of the way. They've got to go 6-1.
I mean, I'm looking at games like to go back to your argument about what the hypothetical spreads would be here. Like, they'll probably be favorites in every single game, but like, I don't think I'd pick them. Like, I don't like the Chiefs by anything against the Colts.
Right.
The Broncos again. Like, those are two ones. The rest of these are winnable.
At home against the Texans, maybe.
I know that's a scary one.
Not the way the offense. Like, I am so surprised at how poorly the offense executed yesterday. Like, I can't believe Mahomes missed that many throws. I can't believe they had that many drops. I suppose I can believe they had the penalties lost along the offensive line, because that is a really good pass rush they were trying to slow down. So that part of it, I guess, isn't quite as surprising. But it's just – and you got to think, too, they had a pick six taken off the board. Like,
yeah. I mean, the Broncos – that was my point about the Broncos, winning ugly games, is they didn't do themselves any favors either. They had more penalty yards than the Chiefs did. Like,
oh, totally. This was squaring up. Like, I was sitting there and I was like, oh man, Max is gonna have a field day on Monday, because the pick six got taken off the board and like all these things were happening. And then I'm like, well, but you can't really say anything because the Chiefs have they're getting penalized just as much. Like, they're
that was just a bad football game. The one of the things I thought about when we're talking about the schedule before we wrap up this segment is Chiefs played the Broncos primetime on Christmas night, and like, I was like, I got to go to that game. I got to go cover that game. Like, that might be the AFC West championship game. The Chiefs may be out of playoff contention by the time we get to that game at this point.
It's
if they lose to the Colts and the Texans, like, that game might not matter.
We are happy to be joined right now by Wichita State head men's basketball coach Paul Mills. Coach, welcome back into Sports Daily. Glad to have you here with us again. Look, I'll just put this right out there for you guys, and you can just keep on doing it. You're not going to score 100 points every game, and we're not 100% sure if you're going to be a great three-point shooting team. We'll just say, oh, and maybe we should throw in, you guys are going to be very turnover prone. Whatever it is, that was awesome last week. Just putting it all right out there for everybody. That's pretty special performance from your guys.
Yeah, TJ mentioned one day in the press conference that, I don't know that this will be a regular. And I just said, how do you know that? So the other night when we were sitting at 95 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds, I said, I sure hope TJ is in the building. And long story short, we didn't get there. So I didn't have anything for TJ afterwards. We were just knocking on the door. We couldn't kick it down. But, we've played well early. And, especially early, there's a lot of excitement. And we haven't hit much in the way other than a first half there against UNC Asheville. Just had a lot of foul trouble that we kind of had to fight through. But I feel like we've gotten better each game, and the test will get tougher and tougher, as they all do this time of year. And as you prepare to play really good teams, and then you enter conference and so forth. So far, we've been able to play well in Coke Arena.
Yeah. Now the question becomes, you know, can it travel on the road? That was kind of the thing. You know, you score 100 points at home. Can you put up that many threes on the road? It always gets difficult in somebody else's building. I'm sure you guys are getting on a plane like momentarily to go up to Idaho and take on Boise State. You know, what's kind of the thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our players hear me say this way too much, but you don't prepare the path for the player. You prepare the player for the path, right? So we just, hey, if I have this temperature and I have this uniform on and it's this time of day, I play well. And it's like, no, we've got to be able to play well regardless of what the path is. And you have to go play in tough environments. You know, they don't hold our conference tournament here in Wichita. And we voted, we tried to get involved in Wichita, but they didn't see it the same way we did. But, you know, you've got to be able to go on the road and win basketball games. It's kind of what distinguishes good teams from great teams. And, you know, being able to win home games is one thing, but being able to you know, Jacob didn't mention anything about us defensively, just talked about us offensively, but that we need the defense to really step up and be really good, because again, you're not going to always shoot it well. And you may have heard me say this in the press conference, TJ, but defense is why you win, and offense will tell you by how much. And we've been good two of the three games defensively, haven't been great. And our defensive rebounding has to get better against a really good Boise State team.
I was going to ask you about the rebounding aspect. It's hard to look at that when you make so many shots, but as that stuff comes through, are you pleased with the progress? I mean, we're pretty confident you'd be pleased with 16 of 32 from three. Is the rebounding there? Are those other things that don't just jump off the screen to you at this point? Are those coming along at the way you need them to?
Yeah, I mean, so this is a little nuanced. You have to be able to rebound a percentage. You can't really get caught up in the numbers, right? If you're thinking about a guy who scores 50 points, but let's say he took 50 shots, it's like, hey, but if he took 20 shots and scored 50, and so you're gauging efficiency. What we haven't been good at is in our efficiency. The other night they were able to get, little north of 30% of their rebounds. Now, I will tell you, it only translated to 5 second chance points. But the thing, we had six block shots. And the thing you have to remember is block shots ends up, if the ball goes out of bounds, ends up as a team rebound for the opposition. And so of their 11, five of them were team rebounds. So if we take that out, you could see that we're making strides. But this will be challenged on tomorrow night against Boise, who's really good, not only just rebounding the ball, but they're good on both ends.
Yeah, Boise State's an interesting team, Coach. You know, they lost to, you know, Hawaii Pacific to the first game of the year, Division II school, but then rattle off three straight wins. They're still a top 60 team. And KenPom, you're a better KenPom translator than I. Just what is it that they do well? What is it that the analytics like so much about this team?
Yeah, I mean, rebounding the ball, you go before that Montana State game, they were two in the country in defensive rebounding, and they were 23rd in offensive rebounding. And Montana State did a really good job of keeping them off the glass. You know, they also have fives that can shoot. Everybody on the floor can actually shoot. So that they put everybody on the floor can shoot. And so that puts you in a number of compromising positions, because if your pick and roll coverage is asking you to put two on the ball, you're going to have to get a third guy involved. And now you've got all these backside two-on-ones that you got to recover for. So we're kind of find ourselves in that situation where, you know, our pick and roll coverage is going to be dictated a lot by how we turn around and rebound the basketball. Getting to shooters is paramount. Rebounding the basketball is paramount. And, you know, I wouldn't want to – this is a long time ago, TJ, probably before you were born. But way back in 2008, was on a team that I coached at Baylor, and we lost to a Division II team. And it was the best thing in the world to us to open the season, because it served as a wake-up call. I've heard Boise State say it's the best thing that happened to those guys. They were predicted high. They were expected to win. When you get a wake-up call like that, it doesn't go against your metrics from a net standpoint. And when you get a wake-up call like that, I just think it galvanizes your team, and I think you've seen that with those guys.
So,
Coach, do you think I'm 16 years old, by the way, Holt? Do you think I am?
You're just young, TJ.
Not far. When you guys go on the road like this, that team's obviously good, and they've recovered. How much of what we've seen as fans, like, do you hope goes with you? Is when you're going on the road, you haven't seen this team on the road. That kind of shooting is hard to count on. Turn the ball over two times in a game, like, to me, that feels like the thing that, boy, if that travels with you guys, you're going to be in good shape, as you don't know what the gym's going to do to your shooters or those kinds of things.
Yeah, you're 100% right. The rebounding needs to travel. The ball security needs to travel. And the sharing of the ball, you know, we had 17 assists the other night. That needs to travel. Whether or not shots go in doesn't always happen. And you're again, when you play 31 games that are on the regular season schedule before you get to the postseason, you can't depend on shooting. You're not going to shoot it well for 31 straight games. So that's not anything that we're going to rely on. We need to make sure we're taking the right shots. And then, you know, the thing that we've been pretty good at is we've been able to get north of 40% of every one of our offensive rebounds. So if you're retrieving 4 out of 10, you're doing a pretty good job. So the tenacity, you know, from that end, that makes you a good rebounding team. Because I trust the character of this team, that's stuff that will travel.
Coach, I'll ask you about Will Berg before we wrap up here, because obviously the three-pointers are what's going to jump off the page. But, you know, I know as the season goes along, Will will be going to be a fan favorite for being the 7-foot guy. But the things that he does, he's going to be a huge part of you know, the unspoken parts of this offense, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something that Will does really well is he made us all Swedish meatballs.
I saw Taylor's story. He was cooking.
And I'm just telling you, he should open up a restaurant. I've never had authentic Swedish meatballs before, but he and his dad, Martin, made them for the team on, what was that, Friday? And, all of that to say, he's had plenty of Swedish meatballs because he is a big guy.
Yeah.
And he needs to continue to carve out space down there. We need to continue to, when we get cross-matched, because you do notice people switching on account of Dre's quickness and on account of the gravity that Kenyon Giles and Mike present, because teams want to push up. And then being able to get to the rim with Will, the best shot in basketball is a free throw, if you just look at the metrics. The second best shot is an assisted shot at the rim. And we've been able to get shots at the rim because of the pressure and the force that Will has been able to play with. But because of our guards, it kind of puts you in a difficult situation. And so we need to continue that. We need to get better at it. But being able to get cross-matched on a guy like that. And then we also, because of his decision-making ability, we need to be able to play through him at times. And again, we'll get, I know we're just 2 weeks in, and we'll continue to get better.
His offense, because we didn't know coming from Purdue, I think because of who he was behind, it's better than what I expected. How much upside is there for him offensively?
A lot. I mean, quite a bit, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, he's not finishing at the rate that not only does he expect, but we expect him to do on shots around the rim. And, you know, when the game got close the other night, we were able to go to him because of the players that we can put on the floor. Teams have to stay a little extended, but he's going to begin to draw attention. You're going to see double teams. You're going to see him getting out. So he's going to have to showcase his passing ability. But I've said this before. I still think he hasn't gotten his land legs. He's not used to playing this much. And I think as he gets used to playing this much, he'll get a better base. He'll get a better foundation. Our staff has done a tremendous job in just helping him in the progress that he's made. And to his credit, though, you have to embrace it. And he's embraced it every step of the way. And he's going to get a lot better, in my opinion.
Coach, I've asked you this before, and I'm sure I'll ask you it again, but, you know, the team kind of getting its flowers after the performance the other night. You talked about how he fits in with the guards that you have, and you've talked about, you know, what TJ Williams does well and what Caron can do well on offense and everything like that. Was this what was envisioned whenever these guys were coming in? Is this how you drew it up to say, if we get these guys, we'll get a 7-footer that can do this? Or was it something that in June you're like, oh, this is going to work like this. This will work like this.
Yeah, I mean, a little of both, right? When you lose quality players, and this is going to happen in this day and age, when you lose quality players, you have to find ways to turn around and replace them. You know, we don't get Tim Duncan for 20 years and they stay here anymore. Like, it's you have to find guys. And I would add Emmanuel Okorafor in there. I mean, when you look at that total package of what Will and Emmanuel, I mean, they had 21 points, 16 rebounds, 6 block shots. And when you can have two guys like that, and Noah was able to add a rebound there late, but when you add two experienced guys like that, they both bring different values, and they're able to kind of we're able to kind of keep them fresh. I think that helps. I would be lying if I said, you know, like, hey, we definitely have a formula here that I know. You don't know. As much as you want to think you know, you don't know the character of a team. And you have an idea about who players are, but you don't know who they are character-wise, but they've been great. So it's a combo of both.
Coach, safe travels. Remember, TJ says there's no way you can score 100 on the road in Boise.
We'll see if it happens again this year, TJ. I just want to win. I don't care if it's 50.
Coach, we appreciate it. Safe travels. We'll talk.
Thanks, guys.
There goes Paul Mills. We're right up against it. We're coming back for another hour of Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.